This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
If you have your Bible, turn with me to Isaiah, the 64th chapter, and we're going to look very closely at verse 8 in our continuing series, The Father Heart of God, and part 34. If you're taking notes, all of that will come up on the screen, so you don't need to miss it. But it is wonderful. It is incredible to be in the presence of Almighty God. And to hear the words of Isaiah. You know, in a sense, these words are almost a warning, because in those days, this is what Isaiah said in verse 7, yet no one calls on your name or pleads for you for your mercy. Therefore, you have turned away from us and turned us over to our sins. Remember, this is pre-Jesus. This is before Jesus. And Isaiah is bringing this warning. And he is saying, look, these people, they've all turned away from God. They've all turned away from God. And if we look around us in the world that we are today, we can see so many myriads of people turning away from God. You know, I read something in a newspaper today concerning the British Broadcasting Corporation. That is the BBC here in the United Kingdom. And the guy that is the head of religious affairs, if you will, at the BBC has made a decision that they are not going to put so much Christian stuff on the TV, Christian programming on the TV. They're now going to turn it over to Muslims and Sikhs and other religions. And they are planning for a call to prayer in Islam to be on a Friday. This is what is in plan. People are turning away from God, beloved. They're turning away from Almighty God. They're turning away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what Isaiah says. He says, yet no one calls on your name or pleads with you for mercy. No one. Therefore, you have turned away from us and turned us over to our sins. And then Isaiah says this, and yet, say and yet, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all formed by your hand. You see, never was a truer word spoken. Isaiah is saying, we are the clay, and Lord God, you are the potter. For you formed us. You made us. The Bible tells me that we were knitted in our mother's womb. Beloved, think about this. Think about your life without God. Just for a second, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whether you're making the dinner and you're looking over your shoulder at the TV set, or whether you're sitting down and you're worshiping with us, whatever it is that you are doing, I want you to stop for 1 second. And I want you to sit back and close your eyes, and I want you to imagine a life without Jesus. Now, perhaps you come to know the Lord in the last few years or the last few weeks, or perhaps you've been a Christian for many, many, many years. But there was a time before you knew God. There was a time when you were going your own way. And I just need you to stop and to consider what your life was like. What were you doing? Where were you? Who were you running with? What did you get up to? What sort of life were you living? Were you in need? Were you in want? Was there a time in your life before you knew the Lord Jesus Christ where you felt that there was a hole in your heart, there was something missing? I'm pretty sure the answer to that is yes. Beloved, thinking about it actually isn't worth thinking about. Because again, what you're doing is you're looking back. I know I've asked you to look back, but you're looking back at a time when you didn't know Christ. If you like, you're looking BC, before Christ. But look at the future you have now, AD, Anno Domini. Look at how you can look into the future and think, I wonder, Lord, as I look all the way up there, I can't see much, Father, because you don't reveal it to me. But I know that up there is something magnificent. There is something so good way there in the distance. And I don't know what it is, Father. I've got no clue what it is. But I know it's incredible. And I know it's beyond my wildest dreams. For Father, you are taking me in that direction. Lord God Almighty, because I am trusting in you and because I'm looking to you, you are taking me in that direction. And I know why you're doing that, Lord. You're doing it because you formed me. You've made me with your own hands. You are the potter. And I am the clay. Now, the entire analogy of the potter and the clay is wonderful, and that is why Isaiah brought it. You know why? Because you and I need to be in that position. You know, it's easy to give your heart to Jesus. It's easy to say, I want to follow you, Lord. It's easy to stand there in church on Sunday and sing those songs that say, I'm following you, Father. I am following you, Jesus. I'm not going anywhere but where you take me. And then on Monday, you walk your own way. On Monday, you do exactly what you want. On Monday, you take no notice of God. Then on Tuesday, you do the same. By Wednesday, you're kicking the dog. By Thursday, you're having a row with your wife or your husband. By Friday, you don't know what you're doing because you're going your own way. And then we get back to Sunday again. And what are we saying? I'm going to follow you, Jesus. It's nonsense. And therefore, when you look at your clay has gone stale, beloved. I'm loving this, Father. I'm loving this analogy. Stay with me because I'm excited. This clay is stale. In other words, it's been left out in the sun. It's rock hard. That clay is really tough. It's hard and it can't be molded. But our clay needs to be malleable. Our clay needs to be, there needs to be an allowance for God to be able to mold us. So what have we got to do? Oh, Father, this is amazing. This is incredible. This is what you've got to do. You've got to allow the healing rain of Almighty God to pour down, because as rain falls down upon the clay, what does it do? It makes it soft and it makes it malleable again. Aren't you loving this word? Well, I tell you what, I certainly am. It's amazing when you think about it. And all we've got to do is stand under that shower and allow God Almighty to shower us with his love. Allow God Almighty to turn all the jets of the shower on so that the clay that we are is no longer hard, but it is malleable and it is easy to mold, because the Father wants to mold you, and he wants to mold you in the way that you need him to mold you, not in the way that you want to be made. The Lord looks at you and thinks, I've got a perfect pot shape for you. And this is what I want to do. I want to start to mold you into this beautiful shape. And he begins to mold you. And like a little child, you say, no, Father, I want to have a go. Let me have a go. And you stick your hands in and the pot goes all over the place and it collapses. And the Father has to start again. And he looks at you and says, son, we're going to do this one more time. I'm going to do it. Let Dad do this, because I'm able to do this. I can mold you the way that I want to mold you. Can you sense that? Can you sense it? And when God molds you, he turns you into a beautiful, beautiful work of art. Because that is what he forethought. And the Lord's not going to change his mind. He's got this perfect shape for you. He's got this road that he wants you to go down. He's not going to change his mind. He's just going to say, okay, we haven't managed it this time. Let's go back to the beginning. Just as that picture of the child putting his hands on the potter's hands as the potter is trying to make this beautiful pot. And the child sticks his hands in the way and it starts to go all over the place and the pot collapses. And then the potter has to begin the whole process again. And that is exactly what God does with you. Exactly what God does with me. He says, you've made a mistake again. We're going to go back over this again until you get it right. Because I want you to be malleable. I want you to allow me to take control. And that is another thing, beloved. Often Christians will not allow God Almighty to take control of their lives. They say, no, Lord, I'll help you do it. As that little child once again is trying to help with the pot. And the Lord's saying, no, I'm the potter. You are the clay. I am the potter. You are the clay. Are you going to allow me, says your Father to you right now, to mold you the way you need to be molded? Because if you do, you won't believe what will happen with your life. As I was talking at the beginning of the broadcast, it's about trust. Okay, Lord, well, I'm trying to mold this pot myself with you, but I know. Okay. I'm taking my hands off, Lord. My hand's gone. I am not touching that pot anymore, Lord. Because your word has told me very clearly, you are the potter, not me. You are the potter. I am the clay. I am doing my part now, Father, because you are the potter. And I am the clay. Say that with me. You are the potter. I am the clay. Say it again. You are the potter. I am the clay. And if you're the clay, you've got to let the Lord mold you and shape you the way he wants to mold and shape you, because he's God. He's our Lord. He is amazing. And you will become the most amazing piece of art that God can make out of the clay that he has for you.
And in Jesus' name, you need to say, my hands are off. For you are the potter. I am the clay. And yet, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all formed by your hand. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for that incredibly powerful word that has not only penetrated the hearts of your beloved watching this broadcast, but it's penetrated me too. And I've made that decision myself. And I give you the glory, and I give you the power, and I give you the word, and I give you the peace in Jesus' name.
Can you hear? There's a new song breaking out from the children.